Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Major faction returns at last night's Impact Wrestling tapings. WWE Raw star announces an injury. A former Divas champion wants to manage Ronda Rousey. And a new United States IWGP United States champion was crowned at last night's New Japan Pro Wrestling Capital Collision. Hello and welcome to the solo Sunday news here at World Culture Wrestling with myself, Andrew Pella. Be sure to like, subscribe, comment, all of that good generic stuff. But most importantly, I hope you have a really cool Sunday. Whatever you're up to, whatever you got planned, whatever you've done, I hope it's all gone super cool and it goes super smooth. Have a good Sunday. And obviously, be sure to send plenty of positive vibes in my Wrexham way today, because it's kind of a big day for the football, but we're here to talk about wrestling. And first and foremost, because I'm a massive Impact mark, the first story we're going to get to is Aces and Eights are back in Impact Wrestling. Now, this is something I didn't see coming. Obviously, there was stuff with D'Lo Brown, but I didn't really see this coming. But yeah, and whether it's permanent, whether it's a one-off, last night's Citrus Brawl tapings, which will air a bit later on this month, is basically the lead into Slammiversary. So Wes Briscoe and Garrett Bischoff come out with D'Lo Brown, all in the Aces and Eights colours, the club badges, the club jackets, all of that good stuff, to face Honor No More's Kenny King and Vincent. Now, Briscoe and Bischoff did lose, so that's it. It's like, is that going to lead to something more? Or was it just literally coming for a spot show, do a one-off, just did something kind of cool for the Impact diehards like myself? I don't know. Yeah, it was cool. It puts a smile on my face. I'm not the biggest Wes Briscoe fan in the world or the biggest Garrett Bischoff fan in the world, but I do recognize, head wiggle, that D'Lo Brown is one very talented dude. Now, obviously, D'Lo these days is in the managerial capacity, in a backstage producer capacity, is a commentator capacity, so he's not wrestling. But he accompanied Garrett and Wes out to the ring for them to lose against Honor No More. Now, Honor No More in early this year, maybe, how far back was that? Maybe January, February? They took out D'Lo Brown. Now, Honor No More, of course, is the former Ring of Honor stars who've, I guess, invaded Impact Wrestling would be the way to spin it. They took out D'Lo. D'Lo's clearly got on the phone to some of his boys from Aces and Eights and gone, hey, come and help me out. So we'll see if this is just a one-off or if it is something more. Now, for those not aware, Aces and Eights basically was a faction, a heel group that formed in June 2012. I think they debuted in Impact initially all masked. And it was like, that was the whole thing, like the big reveals of who was behind this mystery group. Initially, they attacked Sting. Then they attacked the Hulkster brother, Hulk Hogan, who was running TNA at that point in time. Of course, this wasn't the TNA banner still. And after months of butting heads with Bully Ray and beating the piss out of Bully Ray, it was revealed that, Bully Ray's actually the leader, the president of this group, which kind of didn't make that much sense, and it was just anyway, Aces and Eights ran for about 18 months. You had D-Von was in there, D-Von Dudley, Doc Gallows, Mike Knox as Nux, Taz was a mouthpiece at one point, Brooke Testmacher, who else, obviously D'Lo Brown, Mr. Anderson was also in it, and obviously Briscoe and Garrett Bischoff. So we'll see what happens with this. It's one to keep an eye on. It's something that's got my interest, it's piqued my attention, hence why I'm leading the solo Sunday news with this story. But moving from that onto WWE, from Impact to WWE, and Shelton Benjamin is set for a spell on the sidelines. Now, he's not said what the injury is or how long he's going to be out for, but he took to Twitter to say, for only the second time in my career, an injury has put me on the shelf. I'll be back soon. In the meantime, I'll be putting in the work to come back better than I was before my little setback. See you guys soon. So hopefully Cheltenham isn't out for too long. Hopefully it's nothing too serious. Best wishes to him from myself and all of us here at What Culture Wrestling. Dude's hella talented. Even at, 46 years of age, Cheltenham Benjamin now, you would not think it to look at the guy or to see him work. Just a ridiculously talented dude. Now, in terms of Cheltenham, when he was last seen on TV in any capacity, it was an episode of Main Event last month. I think it was 26th of April, possibly 25th of April. And that was in a tag match where he and Cedric Alexander lost to the Street Profits. Before that, in terms of kind of main programming, he was one of the many entrants in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal on the SmackDown before WrestleMania 38. So yeah, best wishes to Shelton. Here's to a speedy recovery. Like I said, just a ridiculously talented dude. Now, in terms of talented people, Paige, just again, it's a shame with Paige because such a talented worker, and to have her career cut short so early is just one of the great shames in modern professional wrestling. Now, she may not be able to wrestle on the WWE at the moment, but Paige has kind of put the tease out there that possibly could she manage Ronda Rousey? Maybe. This all came about after the WWE Twitter account put out a post saying, basically, who do people want to see fight Ronda Rousey next? And Paige responded with, how did she put it? I got it written down here. Manager, maybe? So obviously she's not been medically cleared to wrestle on the WWE. But Paige in the managerial capacity, we've seen that before with the Kabuki Warriors, with Kairi Sane and with Asuka. Before that as well, she was a SmackDown general manager. This is someone who can talk. She's a good talker. She was a great in-ring worker. And let's face it, as much as I'm one of those guys where I'm a big Ronda Rousey fan. I know she's not for everybody, but I think, as she said, a little bit rusty in this latest run, but she's getting there. That match with Charlotte, WrestleMania Backlash, was a banger. I'm a big Ronda fan. I just think obviously, it doesn't get much more badass than Ronda Rousey, you know, a complete icon of the MMA world. And so, while Ronda's great, one thing that you have to say is that she's not great verbally. She's not great with a mic in her hand. She's not a great promo. I don't think she'll ever be a great promo. And so you look at that and you think, well, how can we just... Well, if you put a manager with her, Paige can talk. Ronda could just be that silent badass who says very little, says the odd bits here and there. I think it could really work really, really well. Whether anything comes of this, of course, I don't know. That all remains to be seen because the reports, the belief is that Paige's WWE contract is actually up next month in June. So whether she re-signs with WWE, I don't know with this one because in the nicest possible way, it's like, what can you do with her right now? If WWE aren't going to clear her to wrestle, she's not medically cleared to wrestle, they've done her as a SmackDown general manager, they've done her as a manager for the Kabuki Warriors. She's not really been seen on TV for however long now, a long old time. She pops up as talking heads now and again in network productions, but there's not really a role for her right now. And Paige herself has talked about how she's not done with wrestling. I think she said she's not effing done. It was the exact specifics. You can guess the effing for yourself. That was something she said earlier in the year. She's been talking about Bryan Danielson, Edge, as people who were examples of talent who have been forced into retirement due to medical issues, but then have worked their way back and been able to get themselves cleared. So if from the recent kind of, I don't know, the output she's put out there, that makes sense. The output from Paige in the last few months on social media and in interviews, she's clearly eyeing up an in-ring return at some point if and when she can get cleared. Now, if it's not WWE, maybe it's elsewhere. And with that contract ticking around next month, then yeah, maybe Paige looks elsewhere. She's still only 29. It's like, again, there's so many years left there, so much left in the tank, and you hope that if it is possible, she can return at some point. But if not, who's a manager for Ronda Rousey? Hey, I'm on board with that.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And I'm also on board with the new IWGP United States Champion. Yes, last night's Capital Collision show for New Japan Pro Wrestling saw Juice Robinson become the new IWGP US champ for the third time. That is now for Juice. Now, this is a Juice, of course, who, what, only a month ago was saying about how he's not, well, maybe 6 weeks ago, saying he's not returning to New Japan Pro Wrestling. He might be done with wrestling completely because he's got no interest in wrestling anymore. And that was all a swerve, brother. And then he reappeared, turned heel, joined the Bullet Club, and last night became a three-time IWGP United States champion. Now, this was a four-way match in the main event of the show featuring Hiroshi Tanahashi, who walked in as the champ, Jon Moxley, and Will Ospreay. Now, what an array of talent that is there. Those three and Juice Robinson, that's four very talented guys. The finish came, there was a high-five flow from Tanahashi to Moxley through a table on the outside. So that kind of took those out of the match. Ospreay went for the Hidden Blade on Juice Robinson. I'm getting ahead of myself here. Juice pulls the ref in the way, hits a low blow because he's a naughty, no good darn heel, and then put Ospreay away with what looks like a new finisher, kind of a reverse spinning Death Valley bomb. I'd say you could label that as. It was good enough to get the 1-2-3. Post match, Juice got a promo calling himself Rock Hard, the booster of Bullet Club, and basically just said how great he was because he beat Tanahashi, Moxley, and Ospreay in one night, which is a pretty big claim to hold on to for a heel. To wrap things up with a few quick questions, I will be very quick because this is meant to be a speedy video for your Sunday mornings. MJ Uff has got in touch to say, happy Solo Sunday. Happy Solo Sunday. If and when AEW comes to the UK, how big a venue will they need? Old Trafford, the O2, or the mighty Wrexham AFC? I think first and foremost, it will be Fulham's Craven Cottage that gets the first big AEW show. That capacity for football is just below 20,000 if you take into account the fact you can open up the pitch to have seats in there. But obviously, and you've had the production side of things, which takes away certain capacity. I reckon Craven Cottage probably get 22,000 for a wrestling show, which I think is a good starting point. Could they do Old Trafford, which for those not familiar is Manchester United's ground? That's a lot of people to get in there. I think these days Old Trafford holds about 70,000, maybe more. Could they get it at the racecourse ground here in Wrexham? Absolutely. If we can get our cop stand redeveloped, which is a long story I will not go into and bore you with. I think Fulham's Craven Cottage is the first and foremost. That'll be the first place that they come. And then after that, if you're looking at in terms of numbers they could attract, I mean, you're thinking AEW could attract the strong crowd, man. They could get, could they do somewhere it's 30,000? Could they do 40,000? I mean, we'll have to wait and see. It's kind of the acid test, I guess, for AEW with its popularity over here. Tony Khan only recently said how AEW is the most popular wrestling company in the UK. Now, I live in the UK, and I can see where he's coming from in some ways. I prefer the AEW product. I think a lot of people do. But still, WWE is the market leader worldwide, and that includes in the UK on that one. So I think that's Tony maybe getting a little bit carried away himself, but I'm sure he could sell a shed load of tickets for any AEW shows that he does run over here. Mark's always got in touch. Modern Andrew, what is your favorite triple threat tag team match that doesn't involve anything in a TLC match? Mine is the finals of the SmackDown tag titles with Los Guerreros versus Angle and Benoit versus Edge and Mysterio. Still one of my all-time favorites. Morning, Mark. Again, thank you for a picture. Anybody want to send me pictures of dogs or cats? Any sort of animals? I'm cool. Not sharks. That's my one thing. Not sharks. But yeah, nice to see Apollo and one of his pals there chilling out. To be fair, I think you've nailed it. That triple threat on SmackDown, that whole the SmackDown 6, that era of SmackDown, Heyman booking it. I think Los Guerreros versus Edge and Mysterio versus Angle and Benoit. I mean, that's got to be right up there for me. Another one that jumps out, Bound for Glory 2000 and 12? Again, Impact mark. So you had Kaz and Daniels, who went in as a champ. You had Angle and Styles, Kurt Angle and AJ Styles. What a fun tag team that was, the few times they tagged together. And then you had Chavo Guerrero and Hernandez of LAX. It was LAX that won in that one. That one stands out to me. And I guess you've got, there's like a, maybe it's a recency bias, but there was, I mean, Jurassic Express against the Young Bucks and Red Dragon at Revolution earlier in the year. I really, really liked one that's really stuck with me for some reason. I think it was the Raw before WrestleMania 38, or it might have been 2 weeks before WrestleMania 38, and it was Alpha Academy versus the Street Profits versus RK-Bro. That one I really enjoyed as well. Trying to think of Honor for All 2018, was it 18? Yeah, you had again Kaz and Daniels against the Briscoes and the Young Bucks this time. That was another one that stands out. But I think for me, I think you nailed it straight away. I think that SmackDown match, that stands out to me a lot. But also Bound for Glory, man. Again, don't be sleeping on Impact. Even if this was TNA and it was 10 years ago, don't be sleeping on that stuff. Final question from Coulter Strandhausen. If AEW picks up Dakota Kai after a non-compete expires, who in AEW would you like to see her work with? Hashtag Solo Sunday News. The first person that comes to mind for me is Jamie Hayter. I don't know why she jumps out particularly, but I don't know. I just think they'd be a really good match. Hayter is the largest, stronger, dominant heel, the cocky heel. God, she's got such good sass about her, man. Just walk to the ring, the faces, that just the utter disgust she has for anybody around her is majestic. It's brilliant. So, I Jamie Hayter and the undersized, small, fighting from underneath babyface Dakota Kai. That comes to mind for me. I mean, Dakota Kai and Serena Deeb could be good. Dakota Kai and Thunder Rosa could be good. Kaori Shida. There's a lot of talent there. Britt Baker, of course, obviously. Maybe it's Britt Baker. She's kind of almost like a gatekeeper, it seems, for anyone new that comes into the company. They have some sort of tanglings with Britt Baker. Ruby Riott, Ruby Soho was one. You've seen Toni Storm interact with her as well. And Nyla Rose could be an interesting one. Speaking of gatekeepers, she seems to be the gatekeeper of sorts for anyone who's just won the title. It's like, right, stick against Nyla. But I think, again, Nyla Rose is the more powerful, dominant, larger heel against the undersized Dakota Kai. That could work really well. But yeah, if I'm going with one person, it's Jamie Hayter, brother. Right. And that brings to an end this edition of the Solo Sunday News. Of course, I was not here last week because I had a week off. It was rare. It was fun. It was very drunken. It involved lots of football. Today is a massive game for the mighty town, for my beloved Wrexham. So keep us in your thoughts. We've got Mullin, Super Bowl Mullin. I just don't think you understand. But anyway, I've been Andrew Pollard here at What Culture Wrestling. Be sure to follow us at What Culture WWE. Follow me if you want. I can't promise it's going to be entertaining. At Culture Left Peg. Be sure to like, subscribe, comment. And again, just make sure you have a really cool Sunday. I hope that you have a really good one. I hope it's been cool so far. I hope it's really good going forward. And have a great rest of your day. And the lads will be back tomorrow. I believe it's Messrs. Wilborn and Murray in tomorrow again. And I'll catch you next weekend. Actually, that's a lie. I won't, because I'm at Wembley towards the FA Trophy final. So another Sunday off. I say it's a rare Sunday last weekend. I'll also be off next week. But yeah, the week after that, hey, I'll catch you then.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.